Lowland Amateur Radio Net should be starting very shortly.
Good evening, everybody. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey. My name is George, and this is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat Time, the Chit Chat Net. Purpose of this net is to get to know other amateurs and a little bit about them. We do this net every Sunday at 8 o'clock local time, or 0200 UTC. Everybody is welcome. Doesn't matter where you're from. It's a matter of the fact that you're an amateur radio operator. We're currently connected to the IRLP 9300 reflector and the Parkman Amateur Linking System, as well as probably the Canada Hub, and a variety of digital formats. So, remember, take a second or two after you key the mic before you start to speak to let the radio linking pick you up. And remember to wait 2 or 3 seconds after each transmission to let the radios unlink. We do one round of check-ins, and then we do later missed at the end. So if you don't want to stick around and chit-chat, please feel free to join us in the beginning with the short timers. Reset. Before we start, is there any emergency traffic or information about sick or hospitalized amateurs? If there is, please come now. If there is any emergency traffic during the net, please say break 3 times and we will relinquish the mic to you so you can continue on with your emergency. Well, I hope everybody's had a good last 2 weeks. I missed last week, and I apologize for there not being a net. Unfortunately, I was not available, and neither were either of my backups. So my apologies for that. I hope you've had 2 good weeks, enjoying the sunshine and the weather. Hopefully you haven't had too many storms or too many mosquitoes. Having said that, let's update the screen and see what we have. 15 nodes, Vancouver, Medicine Hat, Tisdale, New Westminster, Regina, Port Coquitlam, Saskatoon, Indian Head, Swan River, Yorkton, Mooseman, Nipawin, Rockinville, Arcola, and Humboldt. So, let's start off with short timers. Those that cannot wait around until their node is called, or any eastern stations, or anybody on digital format, please feel free to come in now. One more time for short timers. This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, and anybody that needs to get in before the node is called or any digital formats, please come now. And before we start, just a real good recommendation. Don't go pick raspberries in your raspberry bush before a net. It's hard to hold a mic and take notes and scratch mosquito bites all at the same time. Okay, folks, we'll do like we normally do. We'll start with Saskatchewan, touch Manitoba, and then head out to Alberta and BC. So the top of the list in Saskatchewan would be Tisdale. So if there's anybody in Tisdale tonight, node 1376, we'd love to talk to you. This is the Parkman Amateur Chit Chat calling. More time for Tisdale. Anybody in Tisdale tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move into 1550, Regina, capital city of Saskatchewan. Who do we have in Regina tonight? Please come now.
Good evening, George. Victor Echo 5, Lima Tango Delta. Bob here in Regina, not doing too much, just trying to stay cool and enjoy the weather from the indoors.
Copy that. Absolutely. Doing the same thing, except we told our pastor and neighbor down the block that they could pick raspberries, and so after supper I went out and picked a few and ate them while they were picking, and that's the only time I've been outside other than go to church and back. It's very, very much nicer in the house tonight, Bob, than it is outside. I don't know what our high went to. 32 today. So, yeah, it was pretty hot out there. And a bit muggy, I find, the last couple of days. Back to you.
Got a storm go through here. Not much of a storm. On last night, I think it started from 12 to 2, a thunder, lightning. Had some rain come down, but in the morning it was all dried up again, so that was the only excitement overnight.
Copy that. That's enough. We don't need any more excitement. We've had lots of hot weather, lots of rain. We had a bit of a squall come through. It seemed to come down in buckets for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. Went out and looked at the gauge, and there wasn't hardly enough in it to read the gauge, so I don't know where it hit, but it wasn't very, very long-lasting. Oh, I'm good to hear you in there, Bob. Glad things are going good. Hope you have a good week, and definitely enjoy the air conditioning.
Yeah, other than that, just plan to stay cool all week. Supposed to be warm all week again, and that, so I'll buzz a little. Try to keep cool as much as I can, get out in the morning before the temperature gets too warm. Other than that, I have nothing for now, so have a good night. 73 for now.
Have yourself a good week. Okay, do we have anybody else in Regina besides Bob tonight? Anybody in Regina? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. A little bit farther towards the east, node 1621, Fort Qu'Appelle. Who do we have in Fort Qu'Appelle tonight for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? Please come now. One more time for node 1621, Fort Qu'Appelle. Anybody in Fort Qu'Appelle tonight? Well, then we'll move up to the big city up north, 1667, Saskatoon area. Who do we have up in the Saskatoon area tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to somebody up in the Saskatoon area.
Good evening, George. Victor Echo 5, Silver Dollars.
Good evening, Derek. And how have you been making out in the last little bit with all the heat? Did you guys get a blast of rain there just the other day? I know my son up in Coal Lake, there was a nasty storm went through last evening. Did you guys get a piece of that?
Very good, George. I hope you had a rain. It's been a few days anyways. And it's really interesting this summer. Different parts of the city get hammered pretty good and others not, and no rain at all. And yeah, really interesting this year. But yeah, no, we're very fortunate. We have air conditioning, so this heat hasn't really affected us too much. So that makes me very happy. How about you? How was the week, and what's the new and improved with you?
It was a good week. It was a memorial for my aunt, which would be my dad's youngest brother's wife, and that's the yours, mine, ours, and theirs family. And we had pretty much all of those attending. There was one or two that couldn't make it, but we had a good reunion as far as the Williams side of the family. And that was good. A bit of a meal, a few memories and stuff shared, and just a good time to get together and visit with relatives that you don't get to see all that time because we're spread across the country. But no, that was good. A quick in and out for us. My daughter and her son and the kids were out at the cabin. They have just this side of Kenora for, now it didn't quite work out for 2 days, but they ended up having a good solid day in a bit. And yeah, all things said, it was good. Weather was nice. Can't complain. They didn't get too much smoke out in Kenora, which we were afraid of. And so, yeah, it was a good weekend all the way around there, Derek. And trust this one will be good. And I kind of felt guilty last week because we didn't have a net. But that's going to happen every now and then. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, George. Yeah, thanks for sharing. I was curious what had transpired. I know you had mentioned you had some memorials and stuff going on, and yeah, hopefully, you know, a person doesn't have too many of those things. But unfortunately, as we age, there's more people we know and care about that pass on to the next life,
five,
I guess, or
one,
you know,
two,
whatever
five,
one's
three,
beliefs are on that.
Seven.
Yeah, it's good that you had a good little celebration of their life and stuff, George. Yeah, very good. I think, you know, with our summers are so short, you know, ham radio is kind of more of a winter sport, I think, a lot of times, and, you know, taking advantage of the nice warm weather and doing the outside activities before that four-letter word comes in the winter time. Is a good thing. So I know a lot of different nets that I check into across the country and stuff like that. Some of them slow down or shut down for the summer. So I wouldn't feel guilty at all, George. Go ahead.
Roger that. No, I expect a little quieter summer, but I mean, that's good. Those that are there it's always nice to catch up with, get a few new ones every now and then that are joining us. And yeah, you're right, summertime's a time to be outside and enjoy it. Unfortunately, the bugs kill me, and I hate the bug juice, so unless I really have to use it, I don't. And if I don't use it, I don't usually go out, at least not for very long, or not in the evenings when it's cool and whatnot. But I managed to get my lawnmower back together, finally. I've got a few extra bolts, but that's okay. I think some of them belong to the tiller. Got the guard off of it. Just being there's a crack in the belt guard, so I pulled it off and JB welded it with a stiffener in it. So hopefully I got to dress it up, make it look pretty, and then put it back on. I got a few chores. Got the UPS pulled apart, checking the batteries because it wasn't doing what it was supposed to, and there were a couple of weak batteries, so we're trying to rejuvenate rather than buy, so we'll see how that works. But just lots to do in the house, so hey, let's enjoy summer if it's outside or inside. Back to you, Derek.
Very good, George. Now, last year we had a few problems with our lawnmower. This year is a self-propelled one that's, you know, probably 40 years old type of thing. You know, got a lot of life out of it, and decided to go battery operated. And I tell you, if you ever, I'm not sure how much hay you got to cut, but I tell you, that's the cat's meow.
I then proceeded to get one of those whippersnippers that are also battery operated with, you know, the lithium battery packs and stuff. And I tell you, that's just the cat's meow. Don't have to worry about gas.